Welcome to the Smoke Break Podcast. Our guest today is the real Neil Diamond, Beverly Hills famous custom jewelry designer.
One, going live.
Welcome to the podcast of the best little city in the USA, 420 College. We got my boy Mike, we got my boy Damien, we got my boy George, we got my boy, and my boy Jaime is over there in the other room. He'll come in right now.
Moses right here.
Moses. And we got a little special guest coming through. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll talk more about them once we get there. What are we talking about right now?
The best little city in USA under quarantine.
Under quarantine.
We're hunkered down in at our office.
Yes, we're just taking.
We're searching for toilet paper.
COVID. Mandatory shelter at home ordinance. Will we survive this?
Probably not, but fuck it. We're just going to keep taking dabs and.
96%. So,
keep washing our hands.
Three of us are here, gonna have it.
Yeah.
Damn. So that's what they're. Yeah.
No, 63%. Two and a half of us here are gonna have. We're gonna slice him in half. Half is gonna have.
Oh damn! What is this?
Oh snap!
Snap.
That's Waxy's sauce.
Waxy. Brought to you by Waxy Team Waxy. You got 5 seconds.
Go ahead, hit that, and then I'm gonna hit that afterward.
We're gonna be going live every day after the quarantine.
Where's the marijuana?
Sean
dabbing,
the latest and greatest,
doing some product reviews.
Neil Diamond, Neil. Neil, goddamn, this motherfucker is a pro.
Till you burn your fingertips and shit.
Watch, no coughing or nothing. My fucking throat.
We're live on Facebook.
You know, T Waxy, you know, I'll be taking some big hits.
Smoke Break Podcast. We've tagged Sacramento, San Francisco, San Diego.
I mean,
San Jose.
It's like a forced break, forced smoke break podcast, though. Mandatory.
Right. Mandatory.
Because, fuck, I'd be at work, right?
If you want to smoke, come through. Shit. Right. I'm for real. If you want to smoke, come through.
Come through.
Huh?
Come through.
As soon as a message.
I just didn't like it. They're like, look at how
dark. Oh, speaking of who, he's coming over whenever.
No. Yeah, we should have a 559 dabber rolling through here too soon.
Mm-hmm. We'll have special guests. We have Henry's Ice Cream.
Ooh.
Fresno famous Henry's Ice Cream.
I love his ice cream, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy, that man has good ice cream.
He has good ice cream. He
handpicked from the freezer.
Handpicked
from the store. Shit, I'm gonna put my lips in.
We packaged the weed.
Handpicked from the fucking freezer. Hey,
that little logo that Hyman made for him was pretty tight, though. The fucking penguin one.
Rob Piss, who did the Fresno logo here, did the penguin.
Yeah, test. We got that's one viewer. Cool. Let's say what's up to our viewer. Yeah. Checking this out.
Hey, we didn't even take pictures and post or
by nothing. By the way, Hyman is 559 Dabber.
Comment.
Yeah.
At 559 Dabber. That's his Instagram.
So what are we going to do during this fucking lockdown, man? Are we
so
gonna
during the lockdown, we're just going to be going live every day.
Okay.
We can't go anywhere. We're hunkered down. This is our office.
Are we going to talk shit about the government or?
We might talk shit about the government. I mean, we'll discuss what's going on with the government.
There he is. Come here.
Hey, he's on, he's on the clock. Hey, say, hold on, dog.
Yeah, homeboy's working.
No. What are they paying you, Jaime?
That's my tactic, fool.
What are they paying you?
That's my tactic.
What are they paying you?
We got one paranoid crew member practicing social distancing.
At 559 Dabber, you can find him anywhere. Reach him, message him, let him know. That his artwork is badass, but anyways, he's a little bitch too. But anyways,
I thought we were also smoking blunts.
That's my boy, 559 Dabber, Hyman.
Yeah, let us know. Comment. What do you? We have hella bud. We got dabs for days. We got weird product. We got fucking masks. We comment. Let us know if you guys want to see us try some shit.
I feel safe now.
Hey, I'm ready for the quarantine. Fuck what you're going through.
Right.
I'm gonna do this fucking whole podcast like this, bro.
Right. I'm gonna need a
mask. You just gotta keep a fire rolling.
I gotta raise this freaking DB.
So half of us are gonna have a fucking virus. So I'm picking you and you to have one. So I don't have it because I said it.
Because I said it.
But I'm wearing this.
George.
One, two, three, not George. It. Yeah.
Did you clean the mask before you put that thing on, George?
Fuck, this shit has to be clean. Hey, this shit has to be clean. Like,
because if you think I have it, you might have it too, because I tried that mask on before you did.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, yeah, we do need to smoke something.
Yeah, let's smoke something. What are we going to smoke? The dab?
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, these mics are pretty fresh.
So what you going to do with $1,000?
What are we doing with our $1,000?
I'm gonna donate it to the Build the Wall campaign. Because we need to build a wall around us and Trump. That's what we need to do.
I think the money I'm going to get will be flipped quickly into more money.
No, but seriously,
just like the rest of
what's happening to our local businesses is bullshit.
Yeah.
They can't mandatorily force families to go hungry and shit. They cannot do that.
Yep.
Mandatory. They're mandatorily making mom and pop businesses that want to survive every day, that depend on the being open and customers every day. They are making them mandatory. It's like somebody putting a gun to your head and saying that you have to lose everything that you worked hard for. And it's 100% unfair. I myself, I'm supporting all the local businesses. Fuck Walmart.
Yeah.
Fuck Target. I'm going to go buy my toilet paper from the 99 cent store on the street on Marshall and Marks. From Vallarta. From some mom and pop places.
Grocery outlets are...
Hey, the Armenian lady across the street makes the bombest bread ever in the whole planet.
Where?
Right across the street, the Bread Basket Bakery.
From she got, here?
Yeah, right there across the street.
Yeah.
Got the best bread ever. So I'll be getting my bread from over there.
You know, if you guys are in Fresno, come through.
Bro.
Send us a message. Hit us up. We're live on Facebook right now. We'll publish the podcast.
We got plenty of TP.
We're gonna be going live every day. Plenty of
not
fucking
for sale
TP.
Give away. That's for personal use, but we got plenty of it.
Plenty of fucking TP. If need be, and you over here hanging out with us, and there's a lockdown, martial law. We got a fucking shower here. You don't have to worry about that shit.
We got showers.
We got a shower.
Yeah, with people showing up, being like, "Yo, I need to use that shower on the real."
I'm about to bring my 3D printer over here.
I'm about to die. Watch
fuck
this.
Fuck it.
How would you get your 3D printer? I have you free need like a bus.
I have free shipping.
You get free shipping with
the
printer?
Yep, because I have insurance on it.
For real?
I'm for real.
Can you just keep moving it?
I can just keep shipping wherever I want.
That's cool. I would do that.
Yeah, I think it's like two moves every 6 months or some bullshit.
That's dope. You're holding the carb cap that he was trying to get to for a second there.
That right there is brought to you by Team Waxy, aka the Duke.
I'm like Arsenio. Who?
Is that good? Check it out. Check your mic over here. He's finishing it for.
There you go.
That's that good, dude. It's getting stuck over it. It's good. That's that Nico Cray rig.
What, you take
Bert
for a walk?
Yeah, I take him for a walk sometimes. I put him down on concrete before.
Dull at the fingertips.
I tried it, but it's still sharp. Who's on? Is anybody on the podcast?
Yeah, we got a viewer.
Come on here. Pretty full and pretty slumped.
Let's go.
Shit.
Yeah, but seriously, I know we got brand new first podcast back from 2 years ago. We tried to do this, but we're going to do this now full time.
Yeah, sure. I'll give people a little
seriously
preview.
If we're recording this, posting it, I'm gonna say like this. I watched the and this is George Boyajian. I watched the CMAC on CMAC, the city council meeting where they announced the shutdown or the lockdown or whatever, the quarantine. And I'm gonna tell you like this, I agree with Gary Bredefeld. I never thought I'd say that, but he has a very good point. You as a government cannot force small businesses to shut down and lose everything they have on 100.
Amen.
There are 12,000 people that die every month from nicotine and cigarette-related causes. That's 3,000 people a week. If we're going to do this type of stuff, then that means the government even knows something and they're not telling us. Or this is they're training us to get ready for something even bigger. But I want to say to all my local business owner friends that we're staying in business and we're going to support you. And basically, you guys are not alone. You know, this is America, not Soviet Union. And I never thought I'd see the day where the freest country in the world has a lockdown on their citizens. And on top of that, making people go out of business, making them forcefully. It's not fair. So that's what grind my gears. That's my man, Neil Diamond from Los Angeles. What's up, G?
What's up, bro?
My dad, G. That's what I was saying.
We're quarantine.
Dog.
Quarantine buddies.
Little city.
The best little city.
In the USA. You know how to come out here.
My man Filthy did a sick job on that shit, bro. Yeah. My man Filthy killed it. The hardest
in Fresno.
Filthy.
So.
We're going live every day. Studio, hunker down. Heart of Darkness, fucking Central Fresno.
I think it's getting out of control, bro, to be honest with you. I want to work with the local government. I want to work with all of them. I think just killing these businesses isn't good for anybody, man, because we depend on these people. You know, we depend on them.
I'm thinking about all the bartenders, the waitresses.
Yeah, those people that don't have jobs anymore.
People that don't got a job no more. People that were in the hotels.
Yeah, they're not going to get like unemployment and shit right now.
And the term deemed essential. Well, it's like this, man. Their job is essential to them. You know, whether you work in a car wash, you know what I mean, or you work at the government. You know, your job is essential to you because that's how you feed your family.
What do you think about this whole $1,000 per person type shit?
You know what? That's like. It's like bullshitting, fool, because, like, okay, here's $1,000, but, you know, fuck you and your life.
Yeah.
But here's $1,000.
And they want to know
I'm like, man, shove that shit up your ass, bro.
Yeah, they want to know everything about you, what your race you are, where you come from, all that shit, and how many people live in the fucking, in your house.
Fool, $1,000 ain't shit, bro. Some people over here pay rent, $1,500 a month, the people in L.A., like San Francisco even. Or, you know, in the Central Coast. My people pay $2,500 a month rent, bro, in like one bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
$1,000 a month isn't going to scratch nobody's balls.
Right.
Like, fuck that shit. These people think they got us fucked up.
What you guys think? Let us know. Comment.
I said it. Huh?
It's a tough situation. Just letting people know if they want to comment. You know, let us know how they feel.
Let us know
it's
how
a tough situation because, you know, the government's acting in, saying we're going to stop the evictions, moratorium, fucking paying back loans.
Well, stop the evictions. How?
Stop. Support.
I'm a landlord. There are people that own properties that are private people. They're not multimillionaires. They're just regular people that might have two houses. Folks that work very hard and save them enough money to buy two houses. And the first house they give up for rent. I know a lot of folks like that. Okay, well, who's going to reimburse those people? Like, if they're going to forgive, the government going to give them money? That's what
correct.
I want to know.
No. The government's not giving them money, but you as a landlord cannot evict him. They, if they show you proof that due to the coronavirus,
that goes back to the war. I mean, it's like having a war against small business.
But it's bro. Not. It's not like this. Like if you were already evicting me and I ain't paying my thing, I still get evicted. But if due to the coronavirus, due to me, my job being shut down because of this, you cannot evict me. But if you if it's not related to the coronavirus and you have to show documentation as a tenant trying to get out of your rent.
So if I'm the landlord and I depend on your rent payment so I can pay the mortgage for that house because
then you will not be penalized by your mortgage company by showing that your landlord is not paying you what you tried to foreclose on or you know tried to get him out of the house on. So it's going to be a whole lot of paperwork and a whole lot of penalties for people, which is unfortunate.
A whole lot of bullshit, bro. Yeah. I think, well, in my opinion, from what I've seen, is that what the coronavirus is doing versus the outcome that we're going to get from this whole situation, I think the outcome is worse than the fucking virus itself, bro.
Trump says Wall Street's going to come back double.
Yeah. Bro, fuck Wall Street, bro. I'm talking about Ashland Avenue right here where there are hundreds of, you know, small businesses and thousands of people that live here that need that shit. I fuck Wall Street, fool. Like, I really don't give a fuck. Like, I care about this block, you know. I care about Shaw Avenue, you know what I mean? I care about people on Blackstone. I care about my local city and my local leaders, my local city, isn't doing what is necessary that I think is necessary to get this done.
So let's do a roll call. Do you think it's an overreaction?
Absolutely it's an overreaction. We've been through this before. First what about of all, you, let me Neil? Tell you like Neil. This, G. Let me tell you like this, dog.
I think it's a bit of an overreaction, too.
True, but...
Most definitely an overreaction.
Yeah, me too. Overreaction.
Way overreaction. It's like this. We've been through this shit before.
Just tell me, like, how many people do you know that has coronavirus?
Bro, I'm going to say none because no one I know has got tested.
How many people do you know that has coronavirus?
But we haven't got tested.
That you know that has coronavirus.
Sure. Fool, but
how many people do you know that has coronavirus?
Zero.
I don't know anybody that has coronavirus.
But no one's got tested, though.
But still, like, you would have a family member, right? Or somebody that you knew.
Bro, I think this coronavirus thing is way deeper than what they're telling us. I think this might be... How the fuck is it that city council is going to get up and say, we're shutting shit down. You guys stay home for till the 1st of April. The same day, the governor gets up and says, in 6 to 8 weeks, half of Californians are going to be infected. Bro, that's contradictory because right now they're making us believe that, everything's going to be fine. This is just temporary, you know. Just go and just chill for a while and we'll go back to normal. And then the governor gets up and says, no, shit's about to get real fucked up.
Good. That's one thing. We don't know how long this shit's going to last.
So either our locals aren't telling us the truth. The locals aren't telling us the truth. The state ain't telling us the truth. I don't know what the fuck to believe, bro. I don't.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Somebody's not telling us the truth. Somebody's lying, and I don't know who is. It's either Gavin Newsom that's lying, or our city council is lying, or our mayor is lying. Who is it? Which one's telling the truth? And then Trump gets up and says, everything's cool. We got the shit under control.
Yeah, and then 5 minutes later, he's like, oh, no, we got it all chill.
You want to ask me that question? Let me refer you to someone else.
That's not what I said.
That's why we're hunkered down in our quarantine office. The heart of darkness, Central Fresno.
Sign, dog. That sign is hard.
Best little quarantine in the USA.
The best little quarantine in the USA.
So come by, let us know, send us a message.
What, 30 we'll days
smoking.
Left? I don't know in the quarantine.
Dabbing,
still.
Drinking.
Oh man, I have no pass.
Going live every day of this quarantine. This force. Stay at home shelter.
I'm cool. You good? Yeah. Yeah. I was sticking to the dabs. A little bit healthier, a little bit cleaner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, me too. I like the dabs better.
Oh, remember a couple of months ago when the dabs were killing everybody and be very fucking scared?
No, that was the vape pens.
Oh, yeah. Wait. That's right, the vape pens. Well, I don't do either one of those. So.
But even still.
I don't know.
That was the vape pens.
I think they came back pretty strong. Even afterwards, people stopped buying all of the cheap stuff and went strictly with, you know, quality product.
Man, fuck all that, man. All that shit is because, how is it our fault? People back in 1919 and 1920s, before Prohibition ended, they were dying from, like, alcohol poisoning, going blind and shit like that. Cause
drinking ethyl.
Yeah, drink, like, they were mixing all kinds of shit with it, right, to make the alcohol, because they just wanted to make alcohol to make money. So, make money wasn't regulated.
Yeah.
So, and then when once the, how many people do you know that have died of alcohol, like, regular drinking? Not excessive drinking, or alcohol poisoning, or car accident, or alcohol when somebody gets drunk comes and kills somebody. Not like that, but I'm saying, like, you have one beer, and because of that one beer, all of a sudden you just drop and you die because right. you got poisoned and shit.
Because alcohol was the wrong type of alcohol.
Yeah, right? You know? Just not because of nothing. Like, you just drank one beer, and you just dropped. You were dead from nothing.
Right.
You know, and nothing happened, and you didn't kill anybody, and nobody killed you. You just fucking, like, that never happens, bro. You know what I mean? So, that's because it's regulated. They don't put, like, direct, you know, shit like that in there. So, yeah. If they regulated this market the right way, you would have never had all that.
Right.
That's me, fool.
So we got one new post, like, for the Facebook page. No, for this way. Podcast. What's his name? Let's welcome him. Give him a shout out right now.
Right.
Damn.
We'll talk about what's new in the cannabis industry. What we're working
Mexico
on.
Mexico J Trees is right here, doggy.
So Amado Cruz, bro.
Did you
Welcome
hear Mexico
to the smoke
just legalized
break podcast family?
What?
They just legalized cannabis. Mexico did.
Legalizing what way? What do you mean legalizing?
I'll have to pull up the report. But basically, I think it started next month. They were gonna legalize both CBD and THC.
Uh huh.
And
what happened?
No, it passed.
I think they decriminalized. I don't think it's is it legalized or is it fucking decriminalized? Because there's a difference. Because when it's like
talking
decriminalized,
about
it's like they don't put you in jail. You know what I mean? But legalized means what we have here in Fresno and California, which is like it's only for a select a few. But the rest of y'all get to go to jail.
Yeah. 2020, we will witness Mexico become the first country to legalize recreational marijuana based entirely on a ruling by its Supreme Court. It must legalize adult use cannabis by the end of April.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Props to Mexico. That's why they're trying to build a wall, because now you're going to have the legal weed come over here. Cartels are going to do legal weed.
Why the fuck not, fool? Like, of course.
Right? I mean, let's be real. You can build a greenhouse and produce the best quality cannabis anywhere on earth.
People do, bro. I mean, remember, it's just a fucking plant.
Once you get the genetics, you know, all of the rest of it is.
I watched this satire one time. It was, what if roses were treated as marijuana? Roses.
Really?
Yeah. Bro, it was the funniest shit ever, bro. Can you imagine if they treated roses the same way they treat marijuana?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That is just growing, yeah.
Yeah, and to have it in their front lawn and shit.
Right. Yeah, like I got five giant rose bushes.
Shit. All right, we'll be right back with the podcast. Gonna go to the bathroom, take a piss.